Nicholas Mather, Marketing and Advancement Coordinator, says, 30 years ago, the last remaining double-long, double-wide hangars from World War II was saved from demolition and became a museum. It is truly a testament to how one's actions can change and celebrate the course of history. What started off as a small gathering of passionate aviation enthusiasts eventually grew to develop into a movement to preserve the storied adventures of Alberta's tenacious aviation spirit. We look forward to continuing this chaptered history for many years to come. We are still going strong in celebrating Alberta's rich aviation history and providing community programs for families, visitors to Edmonton, and the aviation enthusiasts who love to see aircraft up close. There are several ways you can celebrate along with the museum. In addition to coming in for a visit and exploring the aviation history of the province, plan to pick up the special commemorative souvenir book. At just $29.95, the museum 30th anniversary souvenir book includes nearly 100 pages showcasing the stories of the aircraft on display, along with the history of Blatchford Field. Purchase it online, available with a museum admission, or purchase it at the gift shop. Meanwhile, regular programming continues, including PD day camps for children aged 6 to 11. Camps explore Edmonton's rich aviation history while learning what future aviators need to know to take to the sky. Says Nicholas, children will have the opportunity to explore the museum, sit in the cockpit of one of our aircraft, and flex their creative muscles designing and testing flying objects, all while using their creativity and imagination to explore the world of aviation. All camps include time on the museum's Redbird flight simulators. Camps run on Edmonton Public and Catholic School Board days, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Upcoming camps include Monday, January 31, Northern Explorers Thursday, March 3, Training School Day 1, Ground School Friday, March 4, Training School Day 2, Flight School Tuesday, April 19, STEM Lab Monday, May 2, Crash Scene Investigation, New Camp. Friday, May 20, Barnstormers outside of camp. Children visiting the museum have access again to the Discovery Backpack program. For an additional $5 and along with regular admission, the backpack has tools to help children interact with the displays in a tangible, fun way. Also back for in-person interaction, and by popular demand, are the restoration tours. Over the years, some very special aircraft have been restored publicly in this space. Now is the time to see a Bell 206A Jet Ranger helicopter and a rare World War II P-39 era Cobra come together, literally. Tours are Tuesday and Thursdays. Volunteers are on hand to discuss the latest developments on each aircraft. For 30 years, the Alberta Aviation Museum has shown the world our province's contributions to flight. From northern exploration to wartime and from technology to history, our pilots, engineers, and technicians have helped shape the past, present, and future of aviation. Come celebrate the milestone anniversary this year and immerse yourself in the past by seeing how history takes flight. The Alberta Aviation Museum respectfully acknowledges that the land the museum is situated on is Treaty 6 territory and a traditional meeting ground and home for many Indigenous peoples, including the Cree, Salto, Blackfoot, Nakota Sioux, and home of the Métis. The museum also acknowledges its treaty obligations and is committed to living in accordance with collaboration and friendship. Learn more about the Alberta Aviation Museum at www.albertaaviationmuseum.com.